New legislation proposes to ban gambling advertising between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. The Gambling Regulation Bill will empower a new gambling regulatory authority to enforce new advertising and sponsorship rules across all media and will overhaul the licensing laws for the gambling industry. The government plans to have the new authority up and running next year, and advertising aimed at children and problem gamblers will be banned. The Minister of State for Law Reform is James Brown, who's here in studio. And Deputy Brown, you're very welcome, and we'll talk to you in just a few minutes. But first, some reaction to what's ahead. Last night, our reporter Martin Frawley spoke to Rob Hartnett. He's CEO of a company that helps clients with sports sponsorships, Sport for Business. He predicts the government will have difficulty defining what exactly constitutes gambling ads and how, for example, the new regulator will handle the digital advertising used during Premier League games broadcast by Sky Sports here in Ireland.
It is without doubt going to be very complex. I think it's something which the legislation will allow quite a bit of leeway for the regulator to figure it out, because in many ways we're going to be dealing with advertising and promotion which might be taking place in either the English Premier League or in another overseas jurisdiction which is being broadcast here. And anybody who watches will be familiar with the fact that you've got bookmaker advertising on jerseys, you've got advertising which is going around on all of the LED boards around the ground. And while the legislation points out the fact that this is largely a digital environment that we're working in now, there will also be issues with how do we police companies and online sites which are broadcasting from an overseas jurisdiction coming into here. Because one of the most interesting things is going to be that you've got a company called LiveScore who run an app that is based on the model of running bookmaker advertising through it, and they've got the exclusive rights to broadcast 90% of the UEFA Champions League games in Ireland. So the only way that we get to see it is by using the app, and the business model is that you've got bookmaker advertising which is served on it. So how the regulator wrestles with these different levels of complexity is going to be interesting, to say the least.
And that was Rob Hartnett of Sport for Business, and Minister James Brown, as I say, is here. And we'll get to some of the potential difficulties that Rob Hartnett was talking about in a minute. But maybe tell us, first of all, 15 years we're waiting for this piece of legislation. Tell us what's in it and how it'll work.
No, absolutely. And our current legislation is not fit for purpose. It dates back to the 1930s and the 1950s. And reform has been talked about for a significant amount of time. When I became Minister of State at the Department of Justice, on Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that this was a singular piece of legislation that he wanted to see enacted. And I set about drafting that legislation as quickly as possible. And it is some of the most robust legislation in the world, I think, and some people may be surprised at just how strong it is, but I think it is absolutely needed. We have seen an absolute explosion in gambling in recent years with the advent of online advertising, and we've seen a significant increase, I believe, in terms of people who have been suffering from gambling addiction. And unlike maybe other addictions, where if someone has an alcohol addiction or a drug addiction, you can see the descent. Very often when someone has a gambling addiction, the first any of their loved ones know about it is maybe when the sheriff is at the door, the Gardaí are at the door.
And I think many people are well aware of the difficulties that this has presented to families and individuals. You said this legislation is strong. Will you tell us what's in it?
Okay, so what's in it? It comes from a number of situations. So firstly, you will not be allowed to provide a gambling service in this country without a license. That's the first thing. At the moment, a lot of gambling is unlicensed. Secondly, it deals with an awful lot in the areas of anti-money laundering, terrorist financing, and any criminal activities that might be used in licensing. But in terms of protecting vulnerable people, that's vulnerable gamblers and children, it is extremely strong in the sense that the regulatory authority has very strong powers to order the takedown of certain services. They can prosecute up to the point where someone may see up to 8 years imprisonment if they breach conditions around their licenses or provide a service without a license as well. So in that sense, it's very strong. And also there's a social inclusion fund where a levy will be put onto the gambling institutions to provide a fund run by the regulator to raise awareness, education, training and treatment as well.
And will you address some of the difficulties that Rob raised there? You know, these difficulties around ads and promotions for Premier League games, bookmaker ads on jerseys, LED ads around stadiums. What happens to those?
So there's no question the fast changing online is a challenge, but we have given the regulator through this legislation a very powerful powers and flexibility to move to deal with those types of situations.
To do what?
So online gambling advertising is prohibited as a default, and the only way you should be seeing gambling advertising online is if you opt in to receive it by whatever provider or service you're looking at. If anybody is putting those ads on, they can face fines, they can face takedowns, or they can face criminal prosecution.
All right. And just the specifics that Rob was talking about there, you know, about promotions, live score, that live score app he was talking about. If you want to watch Champions League games, you need to download this app. How do you police something like that?
So the regulatory authority will also have the power to go after the internet service provider. So if somebody is providing gambling advertising into the Republic without a license, without permission, or in breach of the law, the regulatory authority can go to court. They get an order that the internet service provider block that service being provided here in Ireland. So they have those very extensive powers to do that. Obviously, we won't be able to control, for example, what's on the back of boards at a Premiership soccer match that's in the United Kingdom. What we can do is, in terms of advertisements being portrayed into the Republic, we can take action there.
You might have heard Stuart Kenny, a co-founder of Paddy Power, who knows this business intimately, on the 6-1 News last night. He was extremely worried about what he was calling the highly addictive online casino. Can you do anything to control that?
Yes, so the for example, all of these laws will apply to online services. So if you're providing a gambling service into the Republic, you are going to have to get a license off the regulatory authority. That would include those online casinos. And the regulatory authority will have a lot of powers to regulate those types of services, even where they are allowed. And as I say, if they're in breach, prosecutions could be brought.
The devil is going to be in the detail here of this legislation, which we haven't seen yet. But I mean, how strong will the regulators' powers be to actually go after what could be international operators?
Yeah, so the regulatory authority, as I say, will only have the powers to deal with what has been provided here in Ireland.
Yeah. So would you accept that, and you know, accepting that you've piloted this legislation through, you're getting it over the line, but there's an awful lot out there in this wild west of internet gambling that you can't control.
And that's why we've given the regulatory authority the power to go after the internet service providers to be able to order takedowns of the services.
That when you say we've handed it on to the regulator, it was something Stuart Kenny brought up. The regulator is only as good as the teeth that you give it.
And this legislation, which is one of the largest pieces of legislation that will go through the houses in the last 10 years, has that teeth in there, up to and including seeking a prosecution against somebody where they may actually face up to 8 years imprisonment if they breach these regulations, if they breach this legislation. So that is a very powerful situation, moving from a situation at the moment where there's almost no regulation in situ at all. And I mean, this gambling situation has been going on for decades. We've had vulnerable gambler users for a very long time. But as I say, in more recent times, the situation has gotten worse. And that's why this very powerful legislation is absolutely necessary.
Should the Lotto and Euro Millions come under the ambit of this regulator?
So the National Lottery has its own regulator. It comes under bespoke legislation under the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. And for the moment, that's certainly what
it's
saying.
And what do you think? Do you think it should be in there? It should be in the piece of legislation, your legislation now?
Well, our legislation is a very large and very complex piece of legislation. So at this point in time, it wasn't considered necessary to start bringing the National Lottery into it as well, which I think would only add to complexities.
Okay.
And at the moment,
how many staff, in a word, will the regulator have?
We expected estimated 80 to 100 staff members.
And up and running when?
Up and running in 2023. The CEO designate, Anne-Marie Caulfield, is already appointed.
All right. Minister James Brown, thank you for your time this morning.